I was going to say biscotti and meatballs. Like, what do you get as a side for biscotti and meatballs? Mm-hmm. And I am saying it right. It's originally pronounced biscotti in Italian.
It doesn't matter.
I'm telling the audience.
They don't care.
Okay. Fair enough.
Are you ready now?
It's not recording. Oh, it is.
Are you ready?
I was going to take another bite of this apple.
That's okay.
Let's get a gift. Let's get a sound bite of that.
Yeah.
Do we really need to?
Nope.
Yep.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
All right.
Sit soft, everybody.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick.
I'm Amy.
Whoa.
Whoa, shit.
Fucking lecture and ye shall receive.
Lecture?
That's all it takes? You just have to lecture you?
I don't know if that is a lecture.
It's all relative, man. You gotta know.
You're right.
You gotta know. Right. Communication is two parts.
I don't have the right to say anything ever.
Nope, you're a white, cisgendered, male,
affluent,
heteronormative.
I'm heteronormative because don't like dicks in my butt, is that what's happening?
No, you're, yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about the normative part. You're hetero because you don't like dicks in your butt. You're cis because you identify as a male.
Should we do Sitsock's Guide to...
No. I'm just saying all the things I said are true. You are a white, cisgendered, heteronormative, thank you, Amy, forgot one there.
Wait, I thought you said I wasn't normative.
I think you are heteronormative.
Do I need to look it up?
I mean, you're heterosexual, presumably.
I think I'm kind of bi.
Huh, fair enough.
Like, I've seen some guys that I would definitely get down on.
Well, that gets you a couple of points.
How about if I've actually gone down on a guy?
That gives you more points, but okay. You're still a white, cisgendered, affluent male.
Okay.
American.
Oh, fuck, the American one is the worst, isn't it?
It's up there. You're basically responsible for all the wrongdoing in the world.
And even to other people in America.
Yeah.
And
even things that you wouldn't think you were responsible for, like other ethnicities being violent to each other, you're still responsible for that.
I need to get that, like, Robert Downey Jr. pigment surgery that he gets in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, no.
That's racist.
We call that blackface.
No, it's not,
though.
Even
more un-okay.
It's just literally changing your genetics.
Yes, anyone else can self-identify as anything they want, but you cannot self-identify as anything else.
I feel like you are digging in on this real hard. Like, your heels are set, your stance is wide.
Are you suggesting that I might be picking a hill to die on?
Maybe, I don't know. Should we talk about some hills to die on for a sec?
Turn this down a little bit.
Kendrick's hill to die on is that he'll never not be white.
Well, I mean, you know.
Or have a beard. That's not by choice.
I don't know what either of those things have to do with much of anything, but that's never stopped me before.
Should we talk about Tyler's stupid hill to die on?
You'll have to be more specific about which Tyler.
Do you have your Tyler have a hill to die on?
They all have hills to die on. Well, that's a standard Tyler thing.
Tyler's hills to die on.
Yeah,
I told Tyler I was 45, by the way.
Oh, good. Good.
He said, oh, wow, I thought you were somewhere between your 20s and early 30s. And then I ignored him and hadn't said anything yet.
Good. Because he said you're the same age, and I said, no. True, but misleading.
He said that Amy wouldn't tell him either.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys in some cahoots?
You know, when it comes to fucking with Mitch, 100% of the time.
Luckily, when I'm just a kind of an asshole all the time, so if someone comes at me with a joke and says either one of your two names, I just know to fuck with them.
We're fucking with them.
Okay.
We've got to fuck with him. I don't know.
I'm, like, done. Have you ever... Yep, that pretty much describes that.
Yep.
I was hoping that there was, like, a cool movie to go see this weekend that came out.
Venom.
But no. I thought September was going to be a busy month because I was down in my parents' all week.
Yeah.
Hell no. October is, like, fucking 1,000 times more busy.
Probably. That's fine. My September turned out to be a little less busy than I thought, and suddenly way more busy than I thought, and now I don't know what's going on, but October is probably going to boil.
Amy, you had flash travel too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Flash travel.
Yeah.
That might have been a splash.
Let's talk about...
Splash travel.
Our favorite side dishes for various foods.
Okay.
So, like, let's start off real easy, right? First one is your favorite side dish for a nice cheeseburger. Like, you have a cheeseburger sitting on your plate, and you can wish one side dish that is, it's relative to the dish. You can't just ask for, hey, my side dish is like $100 billion. It's like relative
to
the food.
I get the framework. I don't plan on gaming this.
Okay.
That would be stupid.
We'll see.
I mean, seriously,
we'll
see. Who the fuck... Like, it drives me crazy when people, like, game shit. Am I turning here?
Yeah. I just did it this morning.
When people,
I said tacos.
When people game things and then, like, you give them something and then they're like, well, I said this should be a million wishes. And then, and it's the stupidest thing in the world.
But it would be
crazy.
A million wishes, though, right?
No, it'd be $1 billion. I'm good. Hang on. My side dish is $1 billion. Next.
God damn it.
Kidding.
He didn't say a billion,
kidding.
So that's
kidding,
good.
Kidding. So, it depends on the burger.
Okay, so
I think it varies a lot.
If you're going to start doing all this crap, you decide what burger it is.
No, that's what I'm saying is, if it's just a regular cheeseburger, mayo or mustard or ketchup or any of those.
It's one that's
things,
off the grill. You can
standard,
put whatever condiments that you like on it.
Oh,
it's got lettuce and tomato.
Back there, barbecue context?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like Kevin just cooked this thing.
Would I have to then have side dishes available in that context? Is that the subtext? Is that the choice?
I mean,
or?
I think
Kevin make the side dishes.
I think again, you get to wish the side dish. So whatever would be a perfect complement to that burger, for you. Like I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna say is my perfect complement to a backyard burger, is gonna probably be, like I don't know. I'm thinking like mac and cheese or coleslaw to like a barbecue grill burger. Like, it would be like one of those two things. I would say French fries, but French fries is gonna get
I
for something.
I'm,
else.
I think I'm gonna say a julienne pomme de terre
with that
cooked in a duck confit with
what's
that garlic aioli.
What's julienne pomme de terre?
Me being shit. So
is that a food? Is that a person?
Julienne,
you just cook
a
person?
It's a cut.
It's fries.
Of a way to cut things.
Pomme I know terre. What julienning is, but
pomme de terre is French for potato.
Know. Oh, so you're just being a fuck. Okay.
Duck confit is.
So you just want French fries? Got
duck
it.
Fat.
Okay. Kendrick said French fries for all those people who aren't a piece of shit.
Garlic mayonnaise, but it's pronounced more.
I know what garlic aioli is. I just didn't know your French stupid words because we talked earlier about how French is a dumb language.
Exactly.
Amy, what would you like for your burger side? Because Kendrick's fucking dumb.
Just fucking kidding.
Fries, but those fries from the Rock Yard, which is the one in Castle Rock.
Yeah, the ones that are beer battered.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
Fair.
Okay. All right.
I'm a sucker for deep fried pickles.
Oh man, those are so good.
I like the slice ones too.
I was gonna say deep fried mac and cheese, but like I feel like that's not the right side for a grill burger.
Well, that's the trick, is it also depends on the burger. Because if it's a kind of greasy burger, you know.
Yeah.
Then it's sometimes a little, you don't want as grunge grease on the side.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
But on the other hand, like a salad would be good to complement the grease.
That's
but then
nice
now you gotta
coleslaw.
Eat a salad with a fork. Now you have the whole fork hand food conundrum.
The hot and cold thing too, like that's why I kind of said coleslaw, because
yeah.
I do like a nice hot bite of a burger and then throw some coleslaw in there and you get texture and you get like the heat conflict. But yeah, okay.
So I think that's always a struggle for me. I always dislike having to do the utensil dance when you're doing burgers and whatever at a barbecue context, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm juggling too much shit.
Yeah, okay.
And then I have my beer.
This is one where like you do want to not just hold the burger. You got a plate. You got a table. There's enough tables
there's
for everybody. Other
than yeah.
Okay. Second, a nice delicious chimichanga from wherever you want to have it from. What's your favorite compliment side dish to a chimichanga?
Rice and beans, classic.
Like, just like you like refried beans or just regular black beans?
I like Spanish rice and black beans with a citrus and either cilantro or parsley kind of something in it.
Okay.
Because that will help cut the grease of the chimichanga.
Amy.
Chips and queso.
Chips and queso. Ooh, that's
nice.
A good one.
Double down.
Shit.
Too rich for me.
Shit.
Though. Too rich for me.
Nah, man, if you're going with chimichanga, you might as well go all in.
You know what? I'm going to go weird here. I'm going to say one of those like a la carte chili rellenos. Because
okay. Crispy?
That's what I was wondering. So I think the chimichanga, I'm going to go with the traditional like rellano.
To offset the chimichanga.
To
the
offset
crispy,
the crunch of the
chimichanga.
Because they're going to be crispy, but it's a little softer. It's like the cornmeal and
yeah, not
the cheese
fried, right?
And stuff. Sometimes they fry them. Well, I think they fry them or bake them, but it's just not, it's not the egg wrap or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that's what you get with the flour fry. But I think that's mine. It's not my perfect side dish because I think it would be chips and queso, but it is one that I'm sorry, it's not my perfect. It's just one that I would only have if I was going for decadence. Like getting an a la carte on next to a chimichanga is something you only do if you're gonna go to sleep afterwards.
Yeah. No, I
okay.
I get you.
Alright, does anybody else have a main dish they want to try? Or should I just keep coming up with bullshit?
Pizza.
Okay, what's your best side to a pizza, complement to a pizza.
So see, the rookie question, the rookie answer would be garlic bread. It's too many carbs. What I discovered, and I actually just did this yesterday, I had myself a Chicago deep dish pizza at Giordano's.
Okay. In Indy?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And it was not actually a side. It
hey,
was
guy,
actually,
your stupid face is ruining look at, our look fucking at that piece podcast.
Of shit,
though.
Look how much that guy looks like a piece of shit.
I thought you were talking about his car. All right. You had a deep dish Chicago.
But what I did was I started it with a Greek salad.
Okay, so on the side or in front of?
It was first, but as I think it would have been better as a side.
What is a Greek salad?
So Greek salad is usually, it was whatever bullshit lettuce they throw, Kalamata olives, usually a fair amount of red onions,
isn't
not nearly a lot.
Kalamata?
Chlamydia? Yeah. Chlamydia olives. Cucumbers, usually a tart dressing, like it's a Greek dressing, it's its own thing, but it's like a tartar version
kinda
of an Italian
like
dressing.
Kind of tastes like fungal or bacterial, like most Greek things do?
No, more like vinegary. Very vinegary, okay. Very citrusy, and then usually a big old chunk of feta cheese.
Okay.
Sometimes it's crumbled. This one had a big old wedge.
And that was along the side of its Chicago deep
dish. It was before, but I'm saying if it was on the side, I think it would have been great because then you have that lovely, carb-heavy, greasy pizza. And then if you have that with all the acidity to cut it and kind of give you a little bit of a
all right. Ames. Reprieve.
I know that it's the new banter. But I really like the Parmesan bites that come with the Domino's pizza.
So, like, just a regular Domino's, thin crust Domino's? What kind of Domino's you get?
I don't know. I usually just go with the regular crust. But I've gotten the deep dish. Well, no, the pan pizza, I guess, in the past.
Okay. So, like, regular or pan, and then you like the Parmesan bites. Those are good, though. They have, like, a lot of, like, delicious, like, kind of butter on them.
A lot
and,
of flavor.
Like, definitely done tons of Parmesan. And if they're cooked right, they're a little crispy, too.
I think they would go well more with the pan one that's got a little less bread on it and a little mm-hmm. more cheese.
Uh-huh. Because
then you kind of help them to...
See, mine was going to be, a thin crust pizza.
Mm.
Because I'm a huge fan of thin crust because I like the less bread on the pizza.
Yep.
So I can either correct it with,
What is that guy honking
I think
for?
He's honking at the dude spinning the sign.
What was he spinning the sign for?
I don't know. I mean, because his job?
I couldn't tell what the sign said because he was spinning around like
an
idiot.
Oh, well, that's your fault.
It seems like the opposite of the purpose of the sign.
It's wings. It's actually boneless chicken wings.
I was going to say, boneless chicken wings are a solid sign.
Yeah, and I usually like a spicy barbecue kind of sauce. If they have a Thai chili sauce, those are usually good because it's... Or not Thai chili, but...
Sweet chili.
Yeah. Those are my favorite kinds of sauces.
I like those, but again, it gets a little too rich. I think if I'm going to do that, I like the boneless wings, but with, like, a vinegary hot sauce.
Yeah, I just really like... I really like General Tso's chicken, but I don't like what it actually is. I like the flavor that I had in my head for a long time. So, McDonald's had, this sweet chili sauce for a long time, and
yep.
Doritos has replicated the flavor of that sauce in chip form.
IG.
And whenever I can have a wing like that, I usually get that. So.
100% getcha. 100% get you.
Amy, you have a food that you want to try to have us guest sides for?
Steak?
I was going to say that next.
Uh-huh.
What's yours?
Either asparagus or mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Solid. Good. Baked potato is the classic, like the standby, you know? Mm-hmm. That's always a good one. Loaded up baked potato. But I also might suggest another smaller steak.
Okay, fair enough. I think mine is broccoli and cheese, like I like the mac and cheese is another good one. But if you want to kind of like have a vegetable,
broccoli cheese is good.
You can dip the steak in the cheese too, and that's really good. I'm a weirdo, so I like doing that. I'm not like a steak purist. Like I would put stuff on my steak because I like
food.
Yeah, well, like a lot of people don't like to put like steak sauce and stuff.
And I find it weird that I have a religious adherence to meat.
You do?
I find it weird that they do.
Oh.
Like, people have a religious level of obsession.
I was a Trump kid. When I was a kid, I would only eat well-done steaks with ketchup because I didn't understand what I was trying to eat. Like, I was too scared to try it raw, and I was afraid of
Well, not
stuff.
Everyone likes it.
I like it now. It's just like a... It was one of those things where, like, if someone would have, like... people might use it against me if I ever start a political career.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Ketchup and well-done steaks.
Yeah, which is basically makes you the Antichrist.
Some places have really good steak fries, though. Like, steak fries are supposed to be served with steak, or I guess, but some people have really good steak fries that are worth it, like the Rockyard place, right?
Yeah.
Those fries are legit, but... All right. How about I'm gonna go for a twist here.
A twisty. All
right. What you get to do is you get to pick a pairing for chicken noodle soup. Like, I don't know
a
what
main
chicken noodle
or a side to
this
pair
is,
with it.
I think that's kind of the point.
Okay.
So you can decide either way. But yeah, chicken noodle soup.
I think I would have to say an Italian sandwich.
Okay, like a salami, pepperoni, cheese kind of
yeah,
thing with
like
okay.
a ham, salami, turkey, one of the like a combination of meats, you know, maybe with the peppers.
The pepperoncinis or
like
the sport peppers.
Well, and like the not the muffalata, but what is the fucking stuff called? The pepper and pickled.
Oh, yeah,
spread.
Stuff on chili dogs or whatever?
I'm
sorry, on Chicago dogs? No, but now I know what you're talking about. It's not that.
It's got like some carrots in it, some other pickled vegetables.
Uh-huh.
It's very nice, vinegary, peppery. I forget, I'm drawing a blank. I'm going to be editing this later screaming at myself.
All right.
But, yeah, something like that to give you a little bit of that.
Okay, Amy, what are you thinking?
In a similar vein, but just a baguette.
Oh,
so,
yeah, nice.
Like, that's what I always get. Well, not always, but...
Always.
If I get paneer chicken noodle soup, I like having the baguette with it. Because you can eat it by itself, or you can have it with the soup, like, kind of dip it.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think grilled cheese is mine, because...
Grilled cheese seemed like it didn't go well, though.
I love grilled cheese, because
I like... It seemed like it belongs with tomato soup.
I usually eat it with ramen. Like, I'll eat grilled cheese with ramen a lot. Because I like the flavor of the chicken with, like the grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
So that's what I used to have when I was sick. My mom would make egg noodle grilled cheese, and I would get... Or egg noodle soup, and I'd get grilled cheese, so... All right.
So here's a flip.
Go ahead.
What if your main was boneless wings? What would you get as a side?
Boneless wings?
If it was your main, what do you get for the side?
If I'm getting boneless wings as a main, I'm usually at Buffalo Wild Wings, so I'll get fried mac and cheese or something, like, on their, like, side menu. They have... super duper mega good potato wedge fries at Buffalo Wild Wings, so those are probably usually what I get. Ames?
I'm not sure.
Have you ever gotten like a wings as a meal before?
No, it's always been a side.
Okay. So what do you think would complement just eating wings?
All big people are garbage.
I'm sorry, what?
My first thought was carrots, but that's because every time...
Hey, I mean, that's fine.
It's a solid.
Yeah.
Carrots.
Carrots and celery, I think those are good. They kind of cool down a little bit.
They give you a little bit of balance. They balance the texture out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
I'm a sucker for thin and crispy French fries.
Okay.
Though it doesn't
make any
sense.
You can get
with
Buffalo
Wings. It's a little greasy, but I like it because then you can sop up the remaining wing sauce.
Right? Oh, it's so good.
But I also do like a little lighter something, like a potato salad or something, creamy,
mm-hmm.
to help pull it down.
Okay. Okay.
It's too hot.
All right.
All right. What do now? We got
one
last
more.
One. Last thing.
I was gonna say bischetti and meatballs. Like, what do you get as a side for bischetti and meatballs?
Mm-hmm. That's a tough
one. I am saying it right. It's originally pronounced bischetti in Italian.
It doesn't matter.
I'm telling the audience.
They don't care.
Okay.
Fair enough. What do you think? What do you got?
Me?
Yeah.
Mine is a Caesar salad.
Solid.
I like Caesar salads, and you can have chicken on it or not, it doesn't matter, but I'm a huge fan of Caesar salad in general. I think it's the one salad I truly like a lot, because
yeah,
I
salad.
Like Caesar dressing, and
salad.
Usually there's pretty good croutons on Caesar salad, and I'm a big fan of romaine lettuce, because I like the bigger chunks of like lettuce. So.
Even a shitty Caesar salad is better than a shitty garden salad. That's what
I'd say it's better than like a
I'd say it's better than a
salad.
Half-decent one,
yeah.
So. You gotta get pretty up there before you can beat even a shitty.
But I also like it because it's like the cool to the hot again, and it kind of gives you a little, if it's a good salad, it's crispness to the softness of the dish.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick?
Yeah, I'm thinking either like the classic standby of garlic bread for that, you know, spooning up the last of it. Or, I mean, like a caprese would be good. Just to give you a little more cheese in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of torn though, because then the other, I mean, you go, I don't know, it's tough to find a good side because it's all kind of there. Salad seems like the obvious choice.
Yeah.
I could go for a Italian wedding soup.
Oh, that could be good.
That'd
too.
Be kind of good.
Yeah, okay. Amy?
I think I'm in the same camp as you guys.
Yeah, what is there to say that hasn't been said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, spaghetti is such a solid meal, especially meatballs on its own, that, like, your compliment is really something that's got to be, like, you have to make sure you're not overdoing it.
Like, roasted veggies, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't have, like a calzone on the side of, like, spaghetti. Much. Or, like, you know, it's hard to bang spaghetti, too, because there's already just so many carbs in it. But
you're just so much food.
But, yeah, I agree. Now I want spaghetti and meatballs.
I kind of want it too now.
Megan, by the way, shout out to Megan Sears. She made dank meatballs with like 4 different kinds of meat and prosciutto and
prosecco.
Yeah, and big clunks of garlic in it.
Nice.
So good.
Nice.
So good.
They're very tasty. All
right. Well,
thanks for listening.
Comment, subscribe, buy a shirt, buy a hat.
Yeah, go. I looked at our iTunes today, and we don't have enough ratings to actually have a rating on iTunes. So if you like, even listen to this remotely,
please
make 3 more iTunes accounts and rate our podcast.
Yeah, fuck it. Who cares? Go nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we're gonna get in trouble because nobody cares about it because there's not even enough to merit rating yet.
Show yourselves, fans.
Yeah, you go rate it too.
I will.
Good.
He's talking to you.
I'm talking to Kendrick. Oh,
he's talking to you.